call is now being recorded.
What's up with it, Sickness? It's your boy Coop, man. We back at you with another one of these interviews. And like I said in the previous interview, it seems like the theme has been dope incarcerated rappers. This is probably about my fifth interview with an incarcerated rapper. So it's a pleasure for me to introduce y'all. Go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
What's good with it? It's Jib Artisan. Jib Artisan, man. Skill crapping with these words. A.K.A. Poppin' Peas. What it do?
Jib Artisan, A.K.A. Poppin' Peas, man. Let everybody know what soil you come from.
See, man, I come from out that skyline San Diego, man. But, you know, I was born in Oakland, California. You feel me? North Oakland, West Oakland. Yep.
But, man, what's the latest, man? Like I told everybody in the opening of the interview, incarcerated rapper. I've been doing, it seems like I've been doing this ever since I did the Mac Ministry interview. It seems like every nigga been able to contact me that's been locked up. So, you know, and I ain't gonna be the nigga that's gonna turn the nigga away that's being locked down. But, man, why don't you go ahead and tell us how long you've been down, man? What's your current situation?
I've been down since I was 16 years old, you feel me? This is my 15th year. My current situation is I got 25 to life for gang murder and shit that I don't glorify. I was young and impressionable and, you know, just trying to get back at it, you know, staying solid and walking this main line, you know, with my head up.
15 years, man. You said you went in at 16?
Yeah, 16.
Man, can you please elaborate on your feelings as being a 16-year-old being tried in a, was he tried as an adult?
Basically, they hit me with the Proposition 21, you feel me, which is a direct foul being tried as an adult. It was at the DA's discretion because of the severity of the crime. They went and did that, and, you know, back then, I didn't have no light, you know? I didn't have no light at the end of the tunnel, and it was just, I'm going to prison, you know? So, you know, I knew to educate myself, and I stayed focused on the music, but, you know, I was hearing people like X-Rated. That's the first person who I knew putting out music from the pen, and I knew that it could be done, and I never gave up that hope. And just recently, you know, last couple of years, I finally got the opportunity to live out that dream.
Yeah. Right. So now you 15 down. Now you recording music, man. You said the last. So how long you been at this recording since you've been down?
I've been recording for about 2 years now. You know, just. And this is my first time, you feel me? I wasn't in the studio. Like, I've been making music since I was, since I can remember. And I'm just learning the ropes of it. I fucking with my big bros and shit. They really giving me the game. Big June, you know, from the turf. Boss Man Hog, you know, from the turf. Oh, yeah? Hold up. Let's pause real quick. Babylon's on the way.
I don't know. It's people on the pier, though. But he walked away, though.
Hello? I'm back.
Yeah. Are you back? Okay, finish telling your story?
Nope.
All right, so, yeah, man, so, you know, I've been fucking with King Slumps. I was introduced to King Slumps, and, you know, he came through, Steve Vicious, did some mixing and mastering for most of my album. I just dropped the album, Stocks and Bonds. And, you know, I've been fucking with Sonny Bo, Mark Vail. He's like my mentors in the game, you know? They give me a lot of game and really, you know, encourage my talent and support it. Yep. But
yeah, let's talk about I'm off my back. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, I just been really working on that and perfecting the recording element of it, getting the best quality of sound in these conditions, you know? I've been fortunate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Indeed, man. You could, like you just mentioned, Stocks and Bonds, the album is out right now, heavily in the streets on the black top, moving around, man. Tell us a little bit about the album, man. Who's on it and some of the producers and things like that.
Okay, well, the album Stocks and Bonds is, the majority of it is produced by King Slumps. You know, I got a track on there that I got from a Goon on the Track.com. That's Dirty Chonies, produced by Goon on the Track. I got a track produced by my big bro, one of my influences in music, which is Dude Damage from North Oakland, you feel me? He was rapping when I was a little kid. I used to watch them come to my Auntie Faye house and shit with their equipment. And he produced No Change. And then I got a song about that, which is my favorite track on there. I produced that motherfucking, man, on Fruity Loops mobile app on my phone. Recorded it and mixed and mastered it. Did everything myself with no prior experience, you know?
Yeah.
But Steve Vicious mixed most of the tracks. And the track No Change was actually mixed and mastered by Loose Lyric. And Dirty Chonies was mixed and mastered by Sonny Bo. I got features on there. Is my brody's up in here, you feel me? Grego, aka Picasso from the Valley. That's my Keyway partner. We did a lot of music together, and we're going to be coming up with more shit. I got my boy Black Le'Veon, aka Blackjack from Skyline, you know. He on one of the songs with me. And I got my boy, I got the Gutter Soul on there. That's my brody. He was up here. He just got out. You feel me? Doing his thing. Got Major Bars. He on there. And then we got Omar Gooding, which is Big O. He blessed us with a verse, man. You feel me? We sent it to him. He actually grew up with my boy Grego, and we contacted him, and he heard the song Networking, you know, and he said, I'm good. I'm going to do it. And we sent it to him, and he blessed us with a fire verse, man. I didn't even know he could rap like that. But he got bars, too. That's really it for the features.
Oh, man. Yeah, he really fucks with the streets, man. I like that guy, man. He really taps in with all the street dudes, man. Underground cats, and he don't turn nobody away. So yeah, that's shout out to him, man.
Yeah, Dr. Shout
Bonds.
Out.
How many tracks on that album, man?
It's 13 tracks on there. But then I got new ones getting pressed up by my boy Jack D today. They got a bonus track on there, which is me, Grego, and Young Holly, called I Will. We're going to throw that on there, so it's going to be 14 tracks. And then we got a message from the homie Rude Boy, you feel me? That's the homie right there, man. He stay, you know, preaching the truth and shit, and want to make sure that his voice get heard in this situation. He don't rap or nothing, but, you know, he got a message for the homies and shit, and they need to hear it. Yep.
Right. Man, I gotta say, man, I wanna get you to take some time to speak on, you know, maybe to somebody who, because you said at the beginning, you know, you was real impressionable at the age you was when you got into the situation you in now. But man, if you could give someone a good piece of wisdom to probably not follow the footsteps that you the path that you took, what would that be?
Man, if I could give somebody some wisdom, I would tell them that it's not worth it. You feel me? I didn't did everything, and I didn't do it because I wanted to. Some people do it because they want to. Everything I did out of necessity. You feel me? As far as hustling, you know, everybody know the business. I was on the block selling dope, grinding since a little kid because I had to. You feel me? My family, you know, you had two type of people growing up. Either you did dope or you sold it. And unfortunately, my family was plagued by the people who did dope, and I didn't want to grow up like that, so I took to selling it. But, you know, just, you don't have to do it, you know. It's going to seem like you got to, but your childhood is because that's where it starts at. The things that we develop as our script and our, you know, our inner script and our character as a kid, it comes in then. And it's so small. You feel me? The years of a childhood is so small that you don't need to do it. You know, I can't go back, but I can only push forward. But as far as, you know, I'm working within, you know, to change my community where I come from and teach the young homies a better way. You know, the eye for an eye shit gonna leave us both blind. You know, I see what happened. Motherfuckers constantly getting poofed in Southeast and in every city. But it's not worth it because eventually you're gonna be up in here. You're gonna be on the bus. I got a song called By Design where I said that shit, you know. I was sitting up in prison waiting for a visit when I overheard these niggas talking reckless about they said trip, killing over city blocks that nobody got deeds to, furthering the genocide, and boy, have they deceived you. I was looking in the mirror because I'm guilty of the same shit, trying to earn a name or put you in a slave ship, and it ain't no coming back from that, either in the pen or wind up dead. Everything is meaningless. I felt Ecclesiastic, lost up in the struggle, but I made it through this labyrinth. Willie Lynch's letter set us back for generations. Stripped us of our virtues and denied us reparation. You feel me? And then I went on and spit some more bars. That's a lot, though, but get the gist of it. Staying in school, education is important. Yep.
Right, man. So you working on the special edition of the album, Jack D, about to press that thing up, man. What is your future plans?
My future plans is to keep putting out music, as much music as I can while the window of opportunity is open, because unfortunately in here, man, things could change any moment and that window could be shut down. And I didn't want to die with this music inside of my head. Everybody since I've been little been like, man, you got it. You know, you got talent. You feel me? But I never had the opportunity. So now I got the opportunity to get it out of my head and into the world, you know. Came through, we just dropped a single called Bay Tales, me and Jay Jonah, you feel me? 100% authentic music, no lies and shit, all facts. You know, it's just a memoir of my childhood and his that we put together. And that's going to go on the second album. But I'm working on the second album. We got Share Profit, ENT, me and my boy Brandon Holmes. That's who, you know, the president of the record label, pulling up with the Stocks and Bonds album. He putting out Truly Yours. So we working on music, you know, the Gutter Soul, putting out No Patience. And we just coming together, man, to create a quality sound and an epic movement.
Word, man. Salute to you, man, and your whole team, man, for getting it down, man. What's the atmosphere like right now where you at? Is it peaceful? Is it a little on edge? What's going on in there?
Oh, the atmosphere, you know, it's prison, man. Prison is, it can go down at any moment, but for the most part, it's peaceful. I mean, it's always some bullshit because you got a whole lot of young knuckleheads, a lot of people that, you know, they fuck with intoxicants and other mind-altering substances. And when you got young people that's doing exotic shit, man, it's always a mixture for the recipe for disaster. So I kind of, like, try to stay away from that shit. But, you know, everybody know about me, though. You feel me? Everybody know about me. I done did my stuff publicly. In and out of here. So.
Right. Right, man. You know,
okay.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. No, finish.
I was just gonna say, but you know, I'm trying to stay out the way because them hoes and shit have a nigga losing weight. I can't do that. I did enough of it.
Mm-hmm. Man, 15 years you've been down, man, since 15, 16. Shit, I mean, if the people didn't know you before then, a lot of us probably don't got a good depiction of who Jib is. So, man, for us who don't know, man, what's something you want us to know about you, man, that we might not know?
Man, I'm one of the most solidest individuals that you can come in contact with, man. And you ever heard that song by E-40? He said, when you meet a solid nigga or something, when you got a solid nigga on your team, man, you got to cherish that nigga. Man, I'm one of them niggas, you feel me? I ain't never crossed nobody. I ain't never done nothing. I like to say no cuts, no smut, you feel me? I like to see my niggas on, you feel me? I like to see niggas eating. I like to see us all having it. Fuck with me. You know, it's the G of artists, and man, I ain't one of them suck-ass niggas, man. I'm, you know, no hate in my body. Not a hater bone in my body. Yeah.
Mm.
I'm trying to enjoy it, man. Fuck with me.
Man, with the laws that's been changing, you know, throughout the years and whatnot, is there any action that coming home?
Definitely. Definitely. You know, they passed the Senate Bill 260, then they just amended it to 261, which is the juvenile law that basically they changed up the board where they got to weigh heavily on our age and our mental capacity. But even that, you know, I'm trying to get out before that because I know they're still working on it. But and I go to the board in 9 years, but I know that something's going to happen way before then, though. Yep.
Mm. So 9 years, you, the next time you go up to the board, 9 years?
Yeah, they got a board day for me before 2020, which is in 4 years, but that's a consultation to see what all I need, you know. And then 2025 is when I go to the board, but you know, I'm just trying to be ready for that, have all my ducks in order, and remain positive about it.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, where's your mental at right now today?
Oh, man. My mental is positive and ambitious, man. I feel like there's nothing that can stop me besides me. You know, I'm in college right now going for a business management degree because a lot of the ism, you know, it ain't natural. It's acquired. So, I want to be ready for that. I'm focused on this music, man. I'm focused on this music tough and just trying to build legacy.
What you miss most about the streets?
Whew. Man, I miss hustling. And I mean, just the process of making money. You know, I miss my mom. I miss my family. You know, I miss the people that had been rocking with me the whole time, my big bro, you know. Shout out to the God body. I miss the people that really love me and that never left me for dead. You know, being there with them. I miss my grandma. Rest in peace.
Man. Yep. Man. Any last words for the listeners, man? Any last words? You want to give some shout outs? You want to drop your contact so maybe somebody can shoot a kite to you or anything of the nature?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my family. I want to give a shout out to everybody who rocked with me. You feel me? It's a whole lot of names to mention, but y'all know who y'all is. Y'all contact me. Y'all in my phone. You feel me? Y'all call me every day. Check on me. I love y'all. I want to give a shout out to my bros and shit. Share Profit Entertainment. You know, Money Addicts United. Paid Killers Get Guap. All my niggas, man. Everybody who I name. Young Holly. You feel me? Sonny Bo. Mark Ville. Big June, Jay Jonah, for fucking with me, man. That's Big Bro right there. All my niggas, man. We, you know, if I ain't mentioned your name, I ain't forgot about you. It's just, I'm excited right now. You know, these moments don't come often, but y'all can contact me. I'm at Facebook, Jib Artisan. You know, I'm there. I'm on Instagram, East Bullion. I mean, at East underscore Bullion. That's EAST underscore BU. LLIENT, that's me right there. Twitter, Jib Artisan. Holla at me, man. I'm official. I'm live with it. I'm trying to work. The real J Jonah. That's East Boy. That's the real J Jonah. You feel me? Instagram. Yep. So you know, holla at us, man. Baytales, get that Baytales. Support that shit, man. It's real music. Support, you know, Jib Artisan YouTube channel. All you got to do is type in Jib Artisan, search that. And go to the channel, man. Check out all the music. Feel me? Fuck with it. Yeah.
Word. That's it, man.